This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hello and welcome to Apartment 40, the podcast all about our favorite show, New Girl. I'm your host, Jill, here with my co-host, Heather.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
I love how Joe only eats or drinks something specifically when he knows I'm about to speak to him.
He does.
We're here to discuss season 2, episode 25, Elaine's Big Day. Did anyone bring a feeling stick before we get into it? I do not have one this time. Heather?
I brought a feeling stick. Okay. Two feeling sticks, so I cover for you. First of all, we were talking about Nick's mom and how she actually does a lot of dramatic roles.
Yeah.
So right now, streaming on Netflix, if you want to see her, so she's very talented in drama and comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, streaming on Netflix is August in Osage County. I saw it at the theater. I remember being depressed. So I'm not going to watch it again. But if you like dramas and you like Nick's mom, go ahead and watch it on Netflix.
Okay. And Zaya too?
Oh, I just got excited because I love, love, love a TV wedding episode.
Yes, yeah. We all do.
Who doesn't?
Everyone in this room.
Yeah.
Joe, did you bring a feeling stick?
Nope, not for this episode.
Again, I wish we were more a YouTube video so everyone could see Joe snuggling with Heather's dog who's in a pinstripe sailing suit dress.
Very cute.
Okay, so the Netflix description of season 2, episode 25, Elaine's Big Day is, Jess and Nick make a decision about their relationship. Ooh. Meanwhile, Schmidt and Winston plan to sabotage Cece's wedding. I feel like that's a very vague description, but it's also a hard episode to describe.
They always like the word meanwhile.
Yes, they love meanwhile. Or elsewhere.
Elsewhere, yeah.
Guest starts. Now Joe's talking to the doc. Okay, guest stars from this episode include Ajay Mehta as the priest, who is in The Good Place, Life of Pi, and it said he was in This Is Us, but I don't know episode he was.
That's interesting.
But again, you could just be in one scene for a couple seconds. That's true. And of course, in a surprise turn of events, not a surprise to us anymore, all these years later, Elaine in the name is played, the name of the episode is played by Taylor Swift.
Whoa.
And I don't remember, and I tried to look it up and I couldn't find a lot of information. I don't think we knew she was going to be in the episode when it was on TV. I think you were just watching it and suddenly Taylor Swift stood up and you're like, what is happening?
Oh, wow.
Like the Prince episode, I think you knew something was happening with Prince.
Right. It wasn't like advertised like when Britney Spears was on How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah. Yeah. But I can't remember. And then I tried to look up. You know, I wonder how she got there. Like, because we know the story of how Prince got on the show.
Yeah.
I was like, did she reach out to them? Did they reach out to her? And all I could find repetitively was the same article kind of like posted by different outlets that was just like, she's a fan of the show and could quote it. And Elizabeth Merriweather is a big fan of hers.
Oh, so well, that's kind of worked.
Didn't really
and
get
she
dive
can
into
quote it.
It.
You'd be friends with her.
As we've already discussed, I basically am.
Yeah, you guys are BFFs.
So I will post my photo with Taylor Swift.
Ooh.
And I guess we could talk about it again during discussion, but I think we've pretty much hit all the high points of that story. So let's jump into the episode. We're in the loft, and they're getting ready to leave for the wedding, and Jess looks so beautiful, right?
Yeah, she does look beautiful.
And that sari is so beautiful.
The color's great.
Her earrings are great. Her hair looks great. And they're taking a group picture before they leave. And Bob's like, go to the left to Nick until he's all the way out of the picture.
Yeah.
Everyone gets in an argument.
Right.
Everyone's making fun of Nick's suit. And we're at the wedding and Nick is now changed into Schmidt suit. I love how he shows up and shows Jess like they didn't just leave the loft together.
Yeah.
And she's like, is all these changes because of my dad? And they don't really get to get into it very much.
Yeah.
Then,
it was a strong first scene though with Rob Reiner and that silly fountain. Yeah.
Yes, as always. So then and he has his cubed camera.
And Nick wore that suit.
Or no, was he taking it with her phone for her?
Right. And Nick wore that suit to his high school graduation.
Yeah, that was terrible. It was like what's that show where they wore the light suits, the pastel, and they'd roll the sleeves?
And Living Color.
No. Oh, it's going to... They were like two, like, in Private Eyes or something. They wore, like, white suits with pastel shirts underneath
Miami Vice.
Miami Vice suit. Oh, my God. That was a long journey for not that important of a statement. So they're the group's outside the wedding, and Winston sees Bucky the Badger, who's a mascot for some school. He's really excited. Yeah. And we see Schmidt and Elizabeth. She's telling him to go to the bathroom because he has a weak bladder, just showing they kind of have a history. They're getting along really good. And on his way to the restroom, he accidentally walks into the bridal room and sees Cece getting ready. And she definitely gives him a look.
Oh, powerful look.
Yes. I don't know if it said, you know, I'm making a mistake. I want to call the wedding off. Can you help me?
Yeah.
But that's what he took it as and goes around and tells everyone Cece doesn't want to get married. She said it with her eyes.
She read a lot into that.
Yeah. Jess is not in the mood and says, no eye conversations with Cece. No messing with this wedding. Everyone leave me alone. And I love this part. Schmidt says to to Nick when he's not, like, helping them try to sabotage it, bros, ever before hoes.
Yeah.
And Nick yells, does anyone have a jar?
Yes, that was hilarious.
There's a jar count.
We finally have the jar. Yeah.
So Schmidt officially asks Winston to sabotage prank the wedding with him. And he's like, no, man, I always go too big. I don't know what I'm doing.
Stop being Prank Sinatra.
We think until he's like, all right, I'm in.
I was like screaming no at the TV.
You've already
screen.
Seen the episode.
Well, I can't remember everything.
Oh. So Nick says no, and he's upset with him. So we're outside the wedding, and Shivering has to ride in on a horse. And Nick asked Schmidt to call it off, and he pretends he's going to. But, he's wearing Jess's purse while he's talking to him. He's like, what are you doing? Why are you trying so hard? If she doesn't want the real you, then she doesn't want you. And makes fun of the purse. Joe, have you ever had to carry someone's purse? I don't remember you carrying my purse ever. Not for that length of time.
Not really.
What about our Mamers' wedding?
No, I had a limo.
No.
You left the purse in the limo?
Girls are pretty possessive over their purses.
Hand them off.
Yeah.
Kane just loses his mind if I have to hand him mine for like 1 second. Oh my God.
He does.
Yes.
I'd rather hold a clutch than a purse.
Covered in gemstones?
I guess.
That's a reference to New Girl.
Good reference, Joe.
So the prank is for Winston to blow an air horn. And the horse gets spooked and runs off crazily in the wrong direction.
Love it.
Now we're inside the wedding, and Jess and Schmidt are arguing when the wedding starts.
And then Jess goes, who are you working with?
Yeah, exactly. Like, she doesn't know.
Right.
And then instead of a normal traditional wedding song, Cotton Eye Joe plays loudly as she's trying to go down the aisle. Nick gets up and runs to try and stop it, finds Winston's taped the boards down. You can't stop playing the music. And Jess mistakes Nick as being part of the prank. And she says, I know that it was you. This is your CD. And we have a flashback to him sitting in the car pumping his fist to Cotton Eye Joe. And she's like, do I really have to be here for this? And we're back at the wedding. And she's like, you're bumping your fist now. And he's like, no, I'm not. And
bumping your fist now.
That is a very catchy song.
It's got
song.
A catchy beat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, it does. Yeah.
That song is forever just ingrained in my youth or my like 20s, because we used to go to this country club, the Brandon Iron, where Taylor Swift played, and they would play that song. There's this line dance called the Power Jam, and if that song ever comes on, like 1,000 memories flood back. But God help anyone who's around if that song comes on in front of me and those girls who used to go to that club.
Oh,
like Power Jam.
Do you still remember Power Jam?
Yeah, every step.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, you can't forget something you did that many times.
Didn't Georgie know Power Jam?
All my friends knew it.
Also, like, everybody's sitting down at the wedding, and Schmidt is, like, walking. Wouldn't they be like...
I know.
Yeah.
Very weird. So, they get in an argument, and Jess says she knows that it was him, and because it's a stupid and childish prank, which hurts him, combined with what her dad's already said about him. And he gets so upset, he walks away from her, comes up to the guys, and says, whatever phase three is, I'm in. Which is a mistake. A big mistake, we find out in a minute. So we're back at the wedding, and Schmidt comes up to Jess and is like, it's bad. It's really bad. We messed up big time. And she's like, tell me or I'll mess up your hair.
Oh, I
Which, like,
that
he was
down.
There to tell her.
Yeah, I know.
I think he just wanted an excuse to say the mess up the hair thing.
Or she was just really mad.
And he's like, Winston's in the air ducts with a badger. And this was before the honey badger thing went viral, I think. So she's then messing with his hair. And he says, look, things just got out of control when Nick got involved.
It got too big.
It got too big when Nick got involved. And that's when she realizes she was wrong, calls Nick. He's trying to get his phone. Winston, who can't handle pranks, is like tackling him to get his phone. And that's when he kicks Bucky the Badger's carrying case open and the badger gets loose in the ducts. And Jess decides she's going to go into the ducts so that she can help them and talk to Nick, save the wedding. And when she's talking to him, he says, "You just think I'm going to mess everything up." And while they're trying to have a discussion about their relationship, Winston's like, "Hey, Jess, I'm staying positive, but I'm pretty sure this is where we die."
Yeah.
And just having a really lengthy conversation with himself that no one's listening to. When Nick makes Jess basically admit that a small part of her is scared and does think this is a mistake. Mm-hmm. And she agrees, which is okay. I don't think you walk into every relationship like, I 100% know this is going to work out perfect.
Well, no.
Yeah.
That's why you date and you have to date so many people till you find your spouse.
Exactly. So then, unfortunately, the weight is too much. Jess, Nick, and the badger fall through the ducts onto the wedding stage, and Bob's face is just like, exactly, this is what I'm talking about. You're a hot mess. You know, his eyes said a lot. His eyes said a CC length monologue.
Well, when Bob thinks you're a mess.
Right, Bob is a mess.
Yeah.
And then Winston's still talking, like, I don't feel like I ever really felt love, you know? You know? And later he gets bit by the badger, but the badger's not even up there with him anymore. That literally couldn't have happened.
No.
Because the badger fell, and then he breaks out of the ducks like, oh, the badger bit me. I'm like, no, it didn't, Winston.
Winnie.
Anyways, I'm getting ahead of myself. So they're trying to finish the wedding circles after the stage collapse, and Cece says that she can't do this. This isn't what she wants. She wants to be with someone else, and looks directly at Schmidt, and Elizabeth sees. And Chevron's like, it's okay. I want to be with someone else, too, and turns and starts addressing a woman named Elaine.
And I never thought he wanted to be with someone else.
No, he was, like, obsessed with her. That, I don't know.
Who was?
Chevron. But he could have been, like, if I have to be in an arranged marriage.
That's what I think.
At least I'm marrying a model.
Well, I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
And I think Chevron is also really nice and polite.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's very sweet. So, Elaine stands up, and she's like, oh, Chevy. Chevy, I love you so much. I don't care if your mom says I'm not tall enough for you or whatever.
Yeah.
I just write about you in my journal. It's basically playing herself.
It's hilarious.
And, of course, a lot of people know, but I feel like Heather might not, is that Taylor Swift had a song called Speak Now about someone standing up and interrupting a wedding.
Oh, I did not know that.
So it's it's a fun surprise. It's always fun to see Taylor Swift. To me, I like Taylor Swift.
Well, it's so unexpected.
And it was like, immediately, if you're her fan, you're like, this is a literal moment of her song coming, not to real life, because it's a TV show, but coming to life. It's really, really fun.
Worlds collide.
Exactly. So I remember just being so amazed by that. She's so cute. She did such a good job.
Yeah.
So Chevy and Elaine run off, and she feels slightly rejected, but you could tell that she's relieved that at least that's over. So Schmidt and Elizabeth are arguing, and she's saying, you know, oh, no, I'm sorry. Before that, Jess and Nick talk, and they're trying to clean up the room and basically just say, you know, I think we should call it. I think we should just let it go, even though you can tell they both don't want to, but especially Jess doesn't want to. It's just too complicated, and they think they should end it.
Is this around the same time where Schmidt says to Cece, beautiful wedding, Cece?
We're almost there.
Oh, my bad.
Schmidt and Elizabeth are arguing, and she's saying, you obviously have still feelings for her. He's like, no, I sabotaged her wedding as a friend. And that's when Cece walks up, and he just turns to his beautiful wedding, Cece. What? There was no wedding. There was a badger.
Right.
He ruined the wedding. Anyway. Yeah. As he told us he would. He wanted to bring Elizabeth to basically ruin the wedding.
To have the opportunity.
Yeah.
So he was kind of using Elizabeth Schmidt.
She knew.
Well, he was, but then they did start dating for
Schmidt
real.
Schmidt is skunky.
Yeah.
I love him. But.
So that the ladies, and what I think is just the most ridiculous move, is like, decide right now, me or her.
Oh, I know.
Like, Cece, you just broke up with the man you were going to marry, and you're going to turn to Schmidt and be like, figure it out, do you want me or not?
Right, like, he can't do it in front of them.
Well, and it's just ridiculous. She was not with him. But anyway, it's TV. Mm-hmm. So he can't handle the pressure, so he runs away.
Right.
Then we see Nick at the bar, and Winston's broken through the ducts. I guess the badger left the wedding, went back up in the ducts, bit him. He's made some sort of tourniquet, I guess, out of a tie or something. He's feeling dizzy.
hey, bartender, can you call an ambulance? I'm about to bleed out.
Almost. Before that, he's like, well, even though he's trying to express to Nick that he's basically dying, Nick doesn't care. So he goes, oh, what happened with Jess? And he says, you know, that they decided to call it. So he's just going to sit here and drink because that's my move. And he's like, well, that's your dad's move. But there are other moves, too. And he's like, no, I'll be fine. Then ask the bartender for help. So as Nick's running outside, he finds Jess, who's obviously thinking of going in to talk to him, and says before he can, I want to uncall it. I think we should give it a try. And they kiss. Mm. She gives him the keys, and they get in the car and start arguing about which direction to go. And we know that they're probably going to be together. Hooray!
Yay.
So that concludes the recap of the episode and brings us into the details, like Jess's look, which I think she only has the sari, so.
Just really quick, if I had watched the show when it aired, I would have been fuming. I'd be like, I have to wait all summer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's a great season ending.
I think I was just so excited about Taylor Swift that.
Yeah, it overshadowed.
I mean, I think her career has been a whole height, but it was at a real height of her career too. So.
And then it was, so they like left you on a high note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought the sari was the best look because it was the only one, but I would actually put that in maybe my top five, definitely my top 10 best favorite Jess outfits and looks. I loved the colors. I loved her hair and the earrings. I thought she looked so cute. I love how, even though this is flashing forward in the next episode, they turned it into like all tattered.
Yeah.
And, even though they've been gone for 4 days. Like they're on a desert, like a deserted island.
Or shipwrecked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was my favorite look, Heather. I guess that would be yours too.
There's no choice.
Joe?
The favorite look of this episode?
Of Jess.
Of Jess's,
she only wore one outfit. So.
I know. I was gonna say,
yeah.
there's no options.
There really isn't.
Did you like the one dress she wore?
Oh,
you know, I was too focused on the Badger and Nick and Winston.
Understandable.
It was stressful.
Understandable. Yeah.
Okay, so best dressed overall, I'm giving to Jess because I felt so passionately about how she looked. Heather.
Okay, I didn't feel passionately about how Jess looked. And I was really disappointed in Schmidt's outfit because I thought he'd have something way nicer and flashier than just a
black
suit.
Like his lightning suit.
Yeah. Maybe not that, but yeah.
Okay. So, Joe, who's your best dressed character?
For this episode,
yes,
I would
for this
say
episode.
I like Cece's outfit for the wedding.
Or her wedding dress, yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of a lot.
She had a nice...
It looked so heavy.
It was a sari, yeah.
I don't know if it was a sari, because it was like, it covered... Maybe she had like a sari underneath it.
I thought it was a sari.
Was it? I don't know. It was just like a lot of layers.
It was a lot.
I don't know what to find.
I mean, she was the bride, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Favorite Schmidt moment. I want to say bros ever before hoes, but really it's a Nick moment because he's the one who says, I want to have a jar.
Oh, that was funny.
Which gives us our one jar count. Heather, what was your favorite Schmidt moment?
I can't believe it. I wrote the clothes into my line, and I didn't write a favorite. I used up too much room, so I forgot to write in the Schmidt moment.
Sorry. Out of character.
That is out of character.
Well, yours was when he said, "Cece, beautiful wedding."
Oh, I loved that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe?
Schmidt moment? I would have to say it's going to be probably when... He was trying to sabotage it. Who blew the air horn?
That was Winston. But he yelled to him, go now on the phone.
Yeah.
He directed him to blow it.
Yeah.
Like you need a lookout. Just blow it when the horse comes by.
It. Yeah.
So all the antics that Schmidt had.
Yeah, that's a good one. That was a good one.
Well, pranks are better when you have a friend.
Yeah.
They're more fun.
So favorite funniest moment overall, I did Winston anytime he was doing a speech inside the ducks and no one was listening to him. Especially when he was like, I think I've never known love, you know?
Oh, that was hilarious.
You know? And he's like laying on his back, not actively looking for the Badger at all.
No.
Joe, what was your favorite or funniest moment from the entire episode?
I would say when they were in the ducks.
Yeah.
And the phone's ringing, then Jess gets up there, and then they fall through the ceiling.
There's a lot of great stuff.
Those ducks were remarkably clean.
Oh!
I'm like, no one has dust on them.
That was nice.
I've never been in an air duct. I would just imagine
they'd
it's not
be
clean.
Kind of like dusty.
Yeah. Heather.
Well, being the Schmidt fan that I am, my favorite moment of the episode had to be Cece admitting she wanted to be with Schmidt.
Just because you were so happy for him, you mean?
Right.
Right. Okay, good. So that takes us to Honey Roast. I have to give it to Taylor Swift or whoever arranged Taylor Swift because of the surprise element. Props. And I thought she did such a good job. I don't know who wrote it or she ad-libbed. Like, I just write in my journal because she takes her songs and, like, you know, writes them down in journals. And I just thought it was just so fun. I just love a good surprise.
Oh, yeah.
And it, every year it gets harder for shows to make surprises because, oh, this person was spotted outside of here. Or it's been leaked. It's like, just let us be surprised.
Exactly.
No one ever dies anymore and you're shocked on a show.
Right.
You know what's coming.
I love a good surprise.
Heather, who or what are you giving the Honey Roast Award to?
Well, per tradition, it's Rob Reiner. But I'm going to go... Rob Reiner was on the screen, but I'm going to go backstage to the crew, whoever the floral designer was.
Oh, okay.
For the wedding.
So I mean, set design.
There was some gorgeous flowers. Did you guys notice the flowers?
I didn't, actually.
Oh, wow. I thought they were hard to miss.
I mean, there's a badger.
There's a lot going. Joe, did you notice the flowers?
I didn't, but there were so many flowers in the background. I didn't know what was yellow, white, red. I mean, there's all kinds
there
of roses.
There was a lot. So you did notice it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I also noticed was how Jess's dad managed to come, but Cece's mom did not.
Oh, I know.
I guess we're just supposed to know she was in the audience.
And she was so excited for Cece to marry Chabrain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe, your Honey Roast Award.
I would say for this one, it'd have to go to Nick.
Oh, that's two episodes in a row.
Wow.
Yeah.
Someone's getting into
acting like
because he proved Jess wrong because he wasn't in on it.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
And then they talk about we sabotaging this thing or not.
Yeah,
so when he joined
it. Nick gets talked into it.
Yeah, good insight.
And then after
that,
it was hilarious.
It was.
Yeah.
So, especially the Cotton Eye Joe. I guess I should have put that as a favorite scene.
Oh, that's a good scene.
That's on the internet a lot, too.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't catch a bear. I would be so shocked if there was a bear in this episode.
There's way too much going on to look for a bear.
So, that brings us to discussion questions. Heather, why don't you kick it off?
Well, I know you're not going to agree with me on this, but Joe might. I thought, did anyone besides me think a ponytail was totally inappropriate hair for a maid of honor?
Well, she wasn't really a maid of honor because they don't have maids of honors in that culture.
True.
So she's sitting in the audience. So she's a maid of honor by name only. Basically, she's just a wedding guest in a sari.
Okay, then a ponytail's fine. Because it was like a fancy
ponytail.
Her
hair in a ponytail is fine. I wouldn't.
But her hair looks great.
Joe, did you have thoughts on ponytails to weddings?
No.
Okay. I would have just thought of a bun.
Or something. Yeah. Did you have a second question?
Yeah, I do. So, has either one of you ever gone to the wedding of your ex? I know nobody's tried to sabotage one Schmidt did.
No.
You have?
No one's trying to sabotage one. I was agreeing with you.
Right.
Have I gone to a wedding of an ex?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Have you, Joe?
Of an ex?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't think
Seems like something you would do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're younger, your friend group kind of intermingles. You don't necessarily date someone for years or something. Like, if I go to a wedding of someone I've kissed, yes.
Oh, okay. Revealing.
Not particularly. what about you, Heather?
No, most of my relationships end on a really bad note.
Mm-hmm.
I've been invited to one, and I was very uncomfortable with that, but to my credit, I made up a good excuse.
Documents?
No, it wasn't documents, because I had plenty of time after I got the invitation to make up one, but I did send a gift, so good job.
Anyway, was that all your discussion questions?
Yes.
My discussion question is, what is your jam, your equivalent of Cotton Eye Joe, that you would listen to in your car and not turn off, have someone come in the car with you, just like gets you pumped. You can't help but start dancing. What is that song for you, Heather?
Tempted, Reality Bites soundtrack.
Oh, yes. I mean, a band definitely made that song on their own, but it is on the Reality Bites soundtrack.
And
who sings that?
Oh, I should know this.
Yeah, that's a good song.
It's a great song. And we used to, remember how we used to dance in my prelude?
I do.
Yeah.
Joe, what's your equivalent of Cotton Eye Joe? Joe's not
a car dancer.
I mean, he listens to music, but he's not like.
For mine, it's Dance Monkey.
Oh, love Dance Monkey.
I forget who sings it. It's a weird name, but. Dance Monkey's a hilarious song. I like that.
Do you dance to Dance Monkey?
No, but it's just a good jam.
Joe does not do a lot of dancing.
Do you listen to it on your walks?
No. On my walks,
I've never heard him listen to it.
I'm at the point where I listen to more talk radio.
Oh, you do love some talk radio. Yeah.
Mine is, I forget the person who sings it. It's like DJ something, but it's called Let Me Clear My Throat. And it's like a live version of the song, and it just does not matter what is happening. I had to take it off my playlist because at work I could not stop dancing, and then people were like walking by my office like, what are you doing? It is just like infectious. I love it so much.
So we all...
And like 1,000 Taylor Swift songs, honestly.
And none of us know the artist.
It's my favorite song. But this isn't favorite song. It's just a song that gets you pumped.
Right. That you love.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Joe, did you bring a discussion question this time?
For this time, I did not have a discussion question because it always involved weddings, and I don't really have a lot of questions about weddings.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's legit.
So, to touch on Taylor Swift for a minute, obviously, Joe and I met her. We already told that story, but I thought of something since then. So Taylor played at this kind of famous, right, country western bar that Joe managed. And she was just, her first single had just come out. She was like about to completely blow up. I think I shared she started crying because people were singing the songs back to her. So I can't believe I know the words to my songs. But then like 10 years later or so, I got contacted by a reporter who I'm friends with. And it was like Taylor Swift had done something. She'd broken some sort of record. So who knows? Some big thing happened. And it would have been about 10 years, like an anniversary of when she played there. So they did an article on it. Like, do you have any pictures from that night? Can we interview you? And they interviewed the owner of the country club. And he said she left her flip-flops there. And they have them like in like a special place, like Taylor Swift's flip-flops. And like Taylor's like huge now. Like, she's not even singing country music. She's completely gone pop.
She wore flip-flops.
Yeah, just to she got dressed there.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And they... He said, like, yes, she don't. So she can come back and get him whenever she wants. I thought, dude.
That's funny.
She's not coming back.
Corny, yet funny.
Yeah. And she wore this beautiful, like, bejeweled dress and a necklace that had a skull and crossbones, which is hilarious because she's, like, the sweetest. And her hair was all curly. And they were walking her through wherever she was getting ready or something. They had to actually walk her through the crowd to get to the stage. Mm-hmm. And these girls came up to her. And just like, oh, my God, can we please take a picture? Can we have your autograph? Blah, blah, blah. And she turned to them. And instead of having security address them or anything, stopped walking. And she said, oh, as soon as the show's over, I'm going to sign autographs, take pictures for everybody. I'm so sorry I can't do it right now. I just thought, you know, most people just keep walking. And the security guard would be like, no. Or she'll do it after. But she was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, she's so grateful that I was just happy that all the good things that happened to her happened.
I wonder if she's like that now.
I 100% believe that she is.
You do?
I do. Okay. I don't. She gets a bad rap a lot of time. And I don't understand why. I find her to be delightful in interviews and stuff. I guess you don't ever really know.
Kanye.
I think it would be challenging to be unaffected completely.
Oh,
but,
yeah. Kanye West gives her a bad rap.
Well, you know, and in the end... Years later, that whole conversation got leaked, and everything Taylor said was right. Everything she stood by, that to me was really telling of what kind of person she was. All that happened, and then years later, we hear the conversation when she is saying to him, I'm not comfortable with this, you shouldn't do this, and he never said to her he was going to call her a bitch.
Right.
And everything she said was accurate, and the Kardashians manipulated that conversation. It's terrible.
And
she's just like a kid back then.
Do you guys remember that happened, and then the next year she wrote that beautiful song and sang it at the MTV Awards, and it was like to Kanye.
Well, no, that happened after he interrupted her on stage. That song was just about that. Then later they leaked the conversation.
No, I know, but I'm saying it was nice of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To move on, to move past it.
And like, she was just like, stop dissing Kanye. 32 is still growing up.
Yeah, but now she definitely disses him again.
Now she does, for legit reasons.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So does anyone else have anything else? Or I think that wraps the episode.
That is it.
All right. So that concludes our episode. And actually, that concludes... this season, which is so exciting. So we want to thank you guys for listening to 2 seasons worth of shows with us.
We love you.
We're now ending the podcast. Just kidding. So next week, we're going to be hitting you with our season two recap, a one part, not a two part like last time. And then after that, we will get into season three. Season two was my, well, I guess we talked about this in the recap, but it's my favorite season of all the seasons.
Samesies.
Joe, is it yours too?
With season one?
Nope.
Or season three,
two.
I mean?
Nope. We just ended season two. I said season two is my favorite season. Joe, is it yours?
Oh, I'd have to look back because remember all those episodes.
That's alarming since we're literally recording our recap episode in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
So you might want to start looking back.
Yeah. A lot has happened in this season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
If you think, we'll see. We're already getting recappy. So
yeah,
we'll save it. We'll see you guys next week for the recap. Thank you so, so much for listening to our podcast. We love you guys and appreciate you so much.
Love you.
Have a great week.
Miss you.
Bye.
Bye.